you would like to listen to or download more audio presentations, please visit my website at www.warwickjohnfay.com and look out for the button called Are You a Toastmaster? Click on that and then you'll find a whole list of audio recordings and trainings that I've prepared for Toastmasters from the last several years. That's warwickjohnfay.com. Click on the button Are You a Toastmaster? My name is Warwick John Fay. I've been a Toastmaster member since 2001, reached my DTM in 2004, and I'm currently working on my DTM, this time in Mandarin. I'm the first and only member from China to be awarded the presidential citation for my work in doubling the number of clubs in China and helping China become a district. I'm also the author of a book called The 1 Minute Presenter, 8 Steps to Successful Business Presentations in a Short Attention Span World. And here, what I'm doing is I'm sharing some of the trainings and some of the speeches I've delivered to Toastmaster clubs. Hope you enjoy it. Love to hear your feedback. Now on with the training. This presentation was recorded on the 6th of December 2010 at the Talent Discovery Bilingual Toastmasters Club in Shanghai. The title of the presentation is 1001 Ideas for Speeches, Your Life Inventory.
I believe that everybody in this room has pearls of wisdom, of experiences they've had, of successes that they've enjoyed, that if they share them with everybody else, that we can all really improve our lives. That's really why I'm here today, is to talk about this choosing the right speech topic. But the problem with pearls, is pearls are like diamonds. They're in the ocean, right? They're in the bottom of the ocean. And I think today we're in an ocean of information. We have internet, we have media, we have advertising, we have iPads, we have just too much information. So what that means is that actually we don't know what the good topics are. We're not sure which topics to choose, which are right for the audience. So what I'm going to do today is just kind of get it down to basics and talk about, give you some techniques, give you some tools that you can use of how to choose your speech topics. Just to let you know that some of you may have done the survey. I conducted a survey specially for this speech in this club and then in other clubs too. I had some pretty good response. I'm going to be sharing some of those statistics with you, and I'll publish the results later on, but I'll ask Julian to send them out. Don't worry about taking notes, because I'm going to record this speech today. I'll give you the audio recording as well, so don't worry about taking notes. I tend to speak quite quickly. You know, if you're taking notes, then you can't be listening. So don't worry, I'll give you the audio later. And also, on the survey, I had about 30 or 40 questions that people asked me that I'm going to do a special Q&A session afterwards. I'm going to record a special Q&A session, and I'll give that to you as well, because I don't have time to cover that today. So just firstly, I'll just give you an overview of what we're covering today. It's 3 main parts. Firstly, very briefly, I'm going to talk about speech purpose and the type of speeches that you do. I'm going to cover that very briefly. The second part is the main part. We're going to go through sources of speech topics. How can you get those 1001 ideas? I'm not going to share 1001 ideas, but I can show you how to get them and different sources of getting them. And then thirdly, then we're going to talk about, once you've got your topic, how do you bring in a message that you can then connect to the audience? Okay, and we're going to talk about how do you actually know if you've got a good message. So those are the 3 things that we're going to cover today. Okay, the first topic, which was basically linking your topic to your speech purpose. Now, in the survey, I asked people, 69% of people said they like to do inspirational speeches. Okay, 51% they like to do humorous speeches, and 51% said they like to do informational speeches. The interesting thing that I want to share here, though, is a lot of the members in the room today, I believe, are CC and below, or actually below CC. I think there's a lot of new members here. My advice to you is don't try and give inspirational speeches in your first 9 or 10 speeches. Don't try it. Don't try and give humorous speeches in your first 10 speeches. Don't try it. Because unless you're a funny guy like David, you just can't help being humorous. But if you're not a naturally humorous person, and you should know if you are or you're not, these are very difficult skills. Being humorous, being inspirational are high-level skills. So this is my brief recommendation. If you're CC and below, so if you're below CC, you're going up today, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, do informational type speeches. Just inform. You know, don't worry about inspiring and motivating and delivering amazing speech messages. Just give, you know, focus on the skills. Read your manual, understand what the speech is about. Once you get to C9, motivational, and C10, inspirational, then start focusing on these skills. If you're CC and above, a few of you here are here today, go back to that C10 speech more than once. Just because you gave an inspirational speech once does not mean that you know how to give an inspirational speech. It's a very tough skill. So go back and try it again. If you're thinking about an advanced manual, if you've finished your CC, now you're thinking, which manual shall I take? The first one you should take is entertaining speaker, because then you actually learn different types of entertaining skills. And then move on to humorous after that, maybe a little bit later. But don't worry about being humorous. There's more to being a good speaker than being funny. So basically my message there is don't overstretch yourself. Learning these skills is tough enough as it is. Don't put more pressure on yourself saying, oh, I've got to, change the world with my speech. Okay, that can come later. First learn how to speak, okay? So build up the skills and then build up the topics. Okay, so that's really my advice to you on the type of speeches. Okay, now let's move on to the second part, which is really actively sourcing topics, that you can use. And I have a long list of things here. Interesting enough, 91% of people in the survey said they used personal experience to find their speech topic. Okay, 91%. So what that means is you're actually more interesting than you think you are. Because a lot of people, they were struggling, I don't know what to talk about, I don't know what to say, what am I going to, use? Use yourself. Use your own experiences. That's more than enough for every single speech. So go back to your personal experiences. I'm going to show you how in a second. 51% then said they went to books for ideas on how to get a speech topic. 43%, a little bit low, I thought, go to research on the internet. Okay. So those are the top three sources that people used on the survey. So let's go down and look at these in a little bit more detail. I have a list here. So my first source would be people you know. Okay, people you know. So you start with your family, start with your relatives, with your colleagues, with your classmates, with your past classmates, with your MBA program, with your Toastmaster friends, right? All those people there. And really, the key skill that you need to have to be a good topic sourcer, you need to be very active, you need to be very observant, and you need to ask good questions, and you need to be doing it all the time. So when you're talking to people and you're just chit-chatting over lunch or over dinner or over coffee, be aware that there might be a good speech topic just lurking beneath the surface there somewhere. This person could have an experience. They could have had something in their life that would make a really good speech topic. Now, the way to think about it is this personal inspiring you in some way? Is there something they're doing that's inspirational to you? Well, that could actually be a good topic. Does this person look like an expert on a subject? Is there something they do better than anybody else? Well, that could be an interesting thing to talk about. So think of these type of ways when you're meeting people. Think about, I could give a speech on this person. This could be, a source of inspiration. The second one, books. Okay, let me give you a technique that you can use to get a speech out of a book. So if you're reading a book, my mentor, Matt Church, gave me this suggestion. He said, you should have a piece of paper or even on the book, but I recommend doing it on a piece of paper, have two columns. On one column should be yes and. On the second column should be yes but. And as you're going through the book, the things that you agree with in the book, you go in the yes and column. In other words, if there's a good idea that you agree with, you go, yes, I agree with that, and here's what I would do differently, or here's what I would also do. And you build on that idea. Okay? So in other words, you create your own ideas from that idea. If it's an idea that you just don't disagree with, you don't agree with, yes, but. So yeah, he says that, but actually this is the way I would do it. Or, but in China, this way would work better. Or, but in my experience, this is what I've found. So you actually, at the end of the book, you have a whole source of ideas agreeing and then building on, and then actually disagreeing, with this book. So then that could be a source of a speech or possibly even a white paper that you could do, around that subject. So when you're reading a book, don't just read a book. Be very active. Highlight, circle things, yes and, yes but. Then you have created your own ideas on a subject, which you can then use. Okay. If you wanted to package that into a speech, use techniques like the three lessons I learned from the 4-hour work week. The one habit you should remember from Stephen Covey's The Seven Habits. That kind of thing. The three this, the seven that, the most important, this kind of thing. And then you have a speech title. I think you can get so many speeches from current affairs, you know, from the news. Like nowadays, you know, on the internet, I just share an example of what I used to write a blog recently. I went into like the hot topics, what people are searching for at the moment. You can find tools where they can tell you what are the hot words, what are the hot phrases. And you know, I was flicking through this, and like Lady Gaga was giving a speech at a concert. I thought, wow, she's speaking at a concert. Hang on a second. I can link this to my role as a business presenting coach. So I took the speech, you know, the few lines that she said, and then I linked that to what Lady Gaga can teach business presenters. Right? So you take that topic and then you link it to your topic. And it comes out quite humorous. You can always find ways to link it. The other way to do that is to give your opinion on something. So there's a news topic of the day, like WikiLeaks. Everyone's talking about WikiLeaks, WikiLeaks, WikiLeaks. What's your opinion on that? Do you think it's a good thing? What's the pros? What's the cons? You know, could it happen in China? I mean, you know, what are the different aspects there that you could look at? Is, you know, is this threat of internet openness? There's a whole bunch of things you could do about giving your opinion on current affairs. You could do this one a day. You could come up with an interesting story or an interesting topic. Your view on life. 60% of people in the survey said that they gave speeches on their life view. I asked my wife, and she said, yes, you have to mention this. Yi shi zhu xing. Which yi is like, I guess, clothing or fashion. Shi is like food or dining out, restaurants. Zhu is like living. And xing, transportation. Wow, I mean, that's a whole bunch of topics right there. I mean, living in a city especially. In fact, I was flicking through the newspaper before, and there's a guy in Beijing who's living in an egg. Yeah. Have you heard of that story? Yeah. Okay, so there you go. Topic of transportation, living conditions. The guy in Beijing living in an egg that he built himself, and he just got moved on. So there's a story there, you know. And then you can think about what's the message. Is it like, you know, it could be a speech about creativity, couldn't it? It could be being creative to overcome problems. It could be a speech about living costs in cities. It could be, you know. Could be many things, right? But look, the story is right there that you could actually use. How about highs and lows? I call this your lifeline. Okay, your lifeline. 49% of people said they give speeches about their successes. 69% of people said they give speeches about their challenges. So what does that say? If you're going through a tough time, you should be saying, great, this could be material for a speech. Right, if your boss is giving you under pressure, you're like, oh my god, I hate this, but hang on a second, this could be a really good speech topic. Here's a technique that you can use to get your stories out. Go through every single year of your life. Go back, say, well, you guys are quite young, say go back 20 years, 15 years maybe, you guys are really young. Go back 15 years. For every single year of the last 15 years, or Bill, maybe 20 for you. 25 for me, of course. 25 for me. For every single year, go back, pick one success and one challenge, or the biggest success and the biggest challenge that you got from that year. What was the best thing that happened to you that year? What was the toughest thing that happened to you that year? Go back every single year. I mean, even go back 5 years. You'll get so many ideas for speeches. It's tough, right? It's your lifeline idea that you can use. So you have so many stories. And, you know, if you're not sure if it's a good story, you know, was it embarrassing? Was it inspiring? Was it funny? Was it, you know, these kind of feelings, the feeling side, are the ones that are going to generate, you know, the really good ideas for speech topics. We have a few more dreams and aspirations. So looking forward, 51% of people said they use their dreams or their aspirations. So in other words, looking forward, it's asking yourself a what if question. You know, what if I was the president of China? What if there were no cars in Shanghai? You can exaggerate with this. You can kind of, you know, probably David would turn this into a humorous speech because he's humorous and he's funny and he'll exaggerate. And, you know, that kind of thing could work well. Oops.
Sorry.
I don't think that's for Shiva. It's okay. I know, it's an exciting training. So, you know, you could turn it into a humorous thing, or just, you know, what are your aspirations? What would you like to achieve in your life? I mean, even something like that would be really interesting for people to hear. You know, what do you want to achieve in life? Because everybody can share that, can't they? Everybody has dreams, everybody has aspirations. So your dreams and aspirations would be interesting, right? There's a good connection there. Heroes. Who are your heroes? Alive, dead, fictional, non-fictional. You know, I mean, who do you? You know, there must be thousands of people in Chinese history. I've got 5,000 years of history. There must be so many heroes. Zheng He, and I'm not very good at Chinese history, but I'm sure there's a lot more than that, right? You know, so you guys could like take a hero out of Chinese history and bring it up to the modern world. You know, how would he? You know, what would he do if he was living in China today? That could be interesting, right? For a speaker. TV movies, right? You know, I'm sure you spend a lot of time watching movies, watching TV. You know, what was the funniest movie you saw? What movie made you cry? Why did it make you cry? What was the most exciting movie? Who's the best actor that you enjoyed? You know, these kind of things could all be speech topics in themselves. There's tons of content there. Your hobbies, your passions. So there's lots of things there that you can actually do in terms of like creating topics. So let's say you've got all those sources of topics, and what do you do now? So you want to turn that into a message. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to give you some techniques about how to test your message. Okay. Now the first test is actually to work out how you feel about it. So in other words, the first check should be a self-check. Okay. You know, are you excited by it? Are you happy? Are you motivated? You know, is it funny to you? This kind of thing. And I want to give you a few questions that then you can use here. So four questions that you could use here. What is your message? Okay, this is the most important thing. What is your message? So JP Moroney is also one of my mentors. He said there's four questions. What did I learn? What could other people learn? How does this solve a problem? And how does this inspire people to action? So I'll use an example. Recently I've started doing yoga. I've been doing yoga for the last 3 months. So what did I learn? I learned that my body is really not very flexible at the beginning. Even though I'm a sportsman, I'm very healthy, I'm very fit. I've done Ironman, I've done running, I've done a lot of stuff. But, you know, flexibility not very good. How could other people learn? Well, hang on a second. You know, you guys are all young professionals. You work in the city. Maybe you have similar situation where you don't feel, you know, that your body is so good. Does it solve a problem? Well, it could solve a problem that, you know, people are concerned about their health generally and they want to learn about, you know, how to improve their health. How does it inspire people to action? Maybe I need to work on that a little bit. Maybe I need to bring in examples of yoga, mentors, or find stories, or what have you. So those are how you would filter down the message. And then you ask yourself the three whys. Okay, the three whys are this. Why is it important to the audience? Why now, and why you? Okay, so why is it important to the audience? So using that example of the yoga, you know, people have never been busier. We're living more and more stressful lives. You know, we need to find a way to relax. Okay, so I can make that important to you. Why now? You know, we're under pressure. You know, we've gone through a credit crisis. You know, things are tough. And why me? Well, because I've gone through this experience, and I've kind of improved it a little bit, and I can share that with you. Okay. So in other words, you know, it's the MWR, the most wanted response. When you deliver your speech, what's the most wanted response? What do you want the audience to do after they've listened to the speech? So there, just to give you a few ideas of how to source for topics and how to turn those topics into a message. But let me just leave you with this final thought. You know, the topic is like the lipstick for your message. You know what I mean by lipstick? It's the lipstick. In other words, it makes your message attractive. It makes it appealing. And, you know, these are the things that you have to do. You've got to collect topics, test your topics, and deliver your topics. Okay, back to the TME.
Visit my website, warwickjohnfay.com. That's warwickjohnfay.com. warwickjohnfay.com.